Thanks for tuning in to WNCW. I'm Martin Anderson here in Nashville, actually, at Americana Fest Soundstage Studios, talking with a great singer we love, Paul Cawthon.
Hey, it's good to be here, Martin. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for taking part and chatting with us. Pretty big time here at this festival. You get to hang out with lots of other musicians that maybe have inspired you.
Oh, yeah. You know, they inspire you between the times of 2 and 5 a.m. And that's usually, you know, when we shouldn't be inspired. We need to be in bed during this week. But that's not the case. It's been great.
Cool. I feel like we probably got to know you with the great group Sons of Fathers with David Beck. And now you've got this new EP out under your name, Have Mercy, and your producer, Bo Bedford.
Yeah.
We can talk about him. He produced it well, but he also co-wrote a bunch of these tunes and played a few.
Yeah, he sunk his teeth and nails into this one. Bo's been my buddy for a couple years now, and we did my first album, My Gospel, and then we followed up with Have Mercy, and I really wanted to co-write some more for this second release, and we were at his place and basically wrote Everybody Walking This Land and Resignation, and those were our two that we kind of led with, so we really kind of pushed each other to really come up with some cool songs, so it was fun, good experience.
How did you meet up with him?
Bo and I, in 2016, I came to Dallas through a friend named Jason Burt, who introduced me to all the Texas gentlemen and basically all the recording ringers in Dallas. I had been in Austin for almost 6 years before that, and I thought it was time for change for me. I went and started recording in Dallas with Bo and the gents, and ever since then we've had that relationship, and we've just continued to work and try to better each other in our craft, in our songs, and, you know, kind of really troubleshoot the studio and try to get some good sounds. And it's just been an organic, growing relationship and a really good friendship. And, you know, we have our times where we're pulling each other's hair out and we're screaming, but, you know, that's what makes records.
Yeah. Maybe that helps, right?
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
It just kind of brings out the passion.
If you can't be constructive, personally constructive, everything in every way with somebody in the studio, then how are they going to get comfortable to know that they're totally being surrounded by somebody that they trust, you know? Because if somebody can tell you, hey, Paul, you know, you got vocals tomorrow, don't stay up till 5 a.m., go to bed tonight, you know, coming from a producer that's just 4 years older than you, that's going to be going out and he's not going to bed. You know,
yeah.
It's like, he's just like, dude, you don't need to. So little things like that, or sing like this, sing like that. Give me this head voice. Give me a falsetto. Give me low growl. Give me, you know, like he knows my language behind the microphone. Like there's a lot of things. So it's been great.
So when the producer tells you don't stay out late because you got to have your voice for tomorrow, you know, some folks might be inclined to want to do the opposite. You can't tell me what to do.
Oh, yeah. And then you come in all raspy like I am today. So, you know, you just got to take care of your instrument. And that's been the longest, hardest process for me, because I like to go full tilt and be within the good time. And, you know, as of late, trying to peel back a little bit on it as much as I can.
We're talking
to you. A lot of you believe that that's a total lie.
It's Paul Cawthon here on WNCW, and you're talking about your new release, the EP Have Mercy. You mentioned Everybody Walking This Land, one of the finer tunes on this. Boy, it really reminded me of that Johnny Cash tune from that Rick Rubin series, The God's Gonna Cut You Down.
Yeah, man, that's exactly, we were like, you know, we definitely talked about Rick Rubin and talked about that song, and we just wanted to have a low growl element that was not too wordy, but, you know, really tries to get a message across. You know, it's kind of that song Bo and I wrote, and we both would say that we felt like there was a third party involved in a co-write, you know, you know, something else. The spirit kind of led us on that tune, so felt good.
You seem to be one that plays well with others by, you know, listening to and working with producers, these Texas gentlemen that were on the record.
Yeah, man, I love good artists and people that are good at what they do.
Yeah.
That people do what they do best, you know.
That's great. Well, in this huge sea of great songwriters, a lot of whom are just not quite recognized yet, not just songwriters, but just performers in general, it's easy to kind of get lost in it and maybe be overwhelmed by it. So it takes something to kind of rise above a certain scale.
Rise above the cesspool, like stagnant, disease-ridden machine shop songs that Nashville kind of pushes out here around this area, a lot of them. You just got to rise above and write honest songs from your heart and stop writing for top 40 radio, which is totally got the cancer right now, is what I tell people. And it's our job to put some chemotherapy on it and to fix this. And I want to be a front runner and torchbearer for that, for a good song, because that's what we need now, is just good songs. I don't even care if you sing good. I don't. You know, I would love to hear you sing a song that you mean. You know, I don't want to hear this stuff that they call country now. When people ask me, are you a country artist? The fact that I have to scratch my head to answer the question is sad.
Yeah.
So.
Well, man, it sounds like you've been, your head and your heart are in the right place with this thing.
We've got a big team, man. A lot of these writers that I know are real adamant about this situation. Way more adamant about it than the people that are making all the money and living out in the holler in these million-dollar mansions writing these, you know, Cracker Barrel hits, which I love Cracker Barrel. I wish my hit was in there. I wish I had a hit, you know, so. Brought to you by Cracker Barrel. You know, I've been feeding Waylon Jennings since 1974. And it's just, you can get so jaded. I don't hate anybody. I don't hate anything. I dislike cheesy, you know, what I call it, machine shop songs. Six or eight people in a circle coming in with an opinion, or the song's already in their head on what they want to do. The tempo, tempo, tempo. We need tempo on this. And man, that song Pontoon sure did work. So why don't we talk about Ragoon? Let's talk about Crab Ragoon. And let's talk about going to the hibachi bar and drinking shots of sake. Man, that'll be a hit. And then all of a sudden, Sake Ragoon's the number one hit. And, you know, you've got people like Aaron Lee Tajin releasing a song, and, you know, we only get 20 or 30,000 spins in a year on it. And it's just, it's all back asswards is what my, or ass backwards or whatever you want to say it. But, you know, good songs will rise to the top soon enough. That's all there is to it.
That's our philosophy and our hope here at what we do here at WNCW. And speaking of which, Resignation, congratulations on this one.
Well,
it's a winner.
Yeah, that one, Bo and I finished up at his house there in Dallas. And I just had this resignation forever. Just this little, man, there's something there, you know. And I walked into Bo's house and I was just, he's like, what is that? And I was like, I don't know. We got to create it. And so the word, I had resignation in my head. And I was like, we just kind of let that flower grow, you know. So put some water on it.
I'm glad you did what was needed to nurture it well.
Thank you.
Paul Cawthon on WNCW, and thank you once again.
Hey, I appreciate it, Martin.